A person, I want to be a nazir. So when is he megaleach? He's megaleach yom shloshim yachad day 31. V'yimgilach li yom shloshim yatz. We actually recorded this mishnah. We recorded this mishnah 2 weeks ago. Next, now let's see over the Rashi. Rashi says misha maharini nazir megaleach yom shloshim yachad l'rav masna kid islay. I'm going back to Rav Masna. Remember this machlokes, Rav Masna is mixas hayoyim ki kulo yonat. So Rav Masna says that the stam nezirus is 30 days. The ain nezirus pachas mishleishim ulubar pado ki the islay the mokilo ki going the nase koi mer shleimim. Okay, so day 30 either it's stam nezirus is 30 days. Or Bar Pada said that we're going in the case with the person that says that the case here is going with the person that I want to be a Nazir Shleimim. Okay, Mishal Zev Lobel is here. Okay, Vaita, Mi Shinazar Lazar Vim Gilach Lyoim Shleishim Lo Yatzas Machmal. If Hareni Nazir Shleishim Yoim, if a person says I want to be Nazir for 30 days, then Gilach Lyoim Shleishim Lo Yatzas. So let's chaz the mission again from the very beginning. Mishal Zev. Misha Amar Daf Tezayin Aban Alf in the Mishnah New Parak. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Megalech Yom Shloshim Yachad. Perhaps I want to be a Nazir. Stam Nazirus. I want to be a Nazir. He shaves this here on Yom Shloshim Yachad Day 31.
He says this?
No, he's Mekabel Stam Nazirus. Okay, so this really the truth is, as Rashi points out, this is Machlekes. So exactly what the case is. Machlekes Rav Masna Rav Pada. Let's hold off on the details. The Gemara will explain some of the details. Okay, we'll hold off on the details. Let's right now just go to the mission of the basic case. A person said, I want to be a Nazir. Stam Nazirus. Stam Nazirus is how long?
30.
So it's a machlokes. Is it 29 days or is it 30 days? 29 days or 30 days?
So, 29 days, but I thought you need 30 days. Where's the mixes? Hayan Kukuloi?
If you hold it's 29 days, then you do not say mixas hayoim kikulay. The only one that says
why not?
I don't know why. I don't know the answer why not. Remember we had a machlok sligma. What is the mukar? What is the mukar for 30 days? So one man says what he is the gematria yiyah, which means 30. And the other man, the yomar, said the machlok is bar poda, bar masna and bar poda. Okay, I don't remember. I forgot the whole thing. Sugya. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Mi sha'amar harin nazir megalech liyoyim shloshim. Ve'echad, day 31. Lechatchila, he should shave his hair after 31, on day 31. He should observe 30 complete days. Rashi says, L'rav masna kiddi islam. There's a machlekes in the beginning of the Masechta, Rav Masna and Bar Poda. Rav Masna will learn pshat in this Mishnah, kiddi islam. The anezirus stam koi the ein nezirus pachos mishloishim yom. Rav Masna learns that stam nezirus is 30 days, so that means you cannot possibly shave your hair before day 30. Why would you be able to shave your hair on day 30? Bidi eved, because mixas hayoyim kikuloi.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but lichatchilo, even Rav Masna holds that stam nezirus is 30 days.
But it says the 31.
Oh, because lichatchilo, even Rav Masna says mixas hayoyim kikuloi.
You should wait the whole day.
You should wait the entire day. You should wait until day 31. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll look at the mission. The mission is Misham Harini Nazim Megalech Yom Shloshim V'Yachad V'Yimgilach Liyom Shloshim. Let's say you shave on day 30. Yotza. Why are you yotzah if you shave on day 30? Because according to Rav Masna, stam nezirus is 30 days. Lechatchila, you should observe the entire day. That's why you should shave on day 31. But bidyavet, mixas hayoim kikulay, if you observe 5 minutes on day 30, you yotzah.
Right.
So mamela, you can bring the karbonis right away on day 30. So that's why the Mishnah says, Megalech Yom Shloshim V'Echad, but Bidi Aved V'Mgilach Liyom Shloshim Yatzah. Okay, there are three principles here. Number one, Stam Nezirus is 30 days.
Yeah.
Number two, Lechatchila, we do not say Mixas Hayom Kikulay. So therefore, the earliest opportunity to shave is day 31. But Bidi Aved, we do say Mixas Hayom Kikulay. That's why it says that Bidi Aved, you shave on day 30 Yatzah. Mm-hmm. And what about Bar Pada? Bar Pada says that stam nezirus is 29 days. Ula bar pada kidi islay. The moikilah bar pada holds that stam nezirus is not 30 days. This halacha that stam nezirus is 30 days.
This one, the moikilah, we mean kidi islay.
Kidi islay is according to their opinion. Bar pada holds, does not hold with the drasha yihiyah b'gematria shloishim. He has a different makar. He learns from melois. A zehu davar shetzarich melois. A chodesh, a month. How many days are there in the month? How many days are there in the month? 30. Sometimes there are 29. Sometimes there are 29. Sometimes there are 30. Because the pasuk says ad melois yimei nizira. The word melois is a word which means sometimes it's mole, and sometimes it's chaser. What time of the year? When in the year is there such a thing of such a mitzias of sometimes it's mole, and sometimes it's chaser? A month. Maybe the Mersa Kasha, why didn't you say year? Because a year sometimes is 354, 355, 353. The Gemara says a year you don't count by days. A year you count by months. We're looking for a period of time that you count by days, and sometimes it's choser, and sometimes it's mole.
Yeah.
And what is that? What is something that is sometimes choser, sometimes is mole? That is a month. So Barpada learns that Stam Nezirus is really 29 days. So how then will he learn Pshat in this mission? Well, this mission says 31 and 30. So the answer is, Ula Barpada, Kid Islay Demoki Loki Goyin Denase Ki Oimer Shalemim. Even though really Stam Nezirus is 29 days. But if the person says, I want to observe a Nezirus of Shalemim, a Nezirus of 30 days, so then you're supposed to wait until day.
But the mission doesn't say that, Shalemim.
In a chanami, it doesn't say, you're right, it doesn't say it, but that's how the Gemara...
If you don't say Shleim, it's usually 29 days, why? Sometimes it's 20 and sometimes it's 30.
Because that's what he holds. He does not hold of the drasha of Yihyeh. There's a machlokes in the first half.
Yeah.
Is what's the makar of 30 days? What's the makar for Stam Nezirus? Is it the gematria of the word Yihyeh, which means 30, or is it ad milois, the word milois? The word milois means to fill up. You only have to fill up if it's empty. Where do you have a mitzius, a zman, where sometimes it's empty and sometimes it's full? A chodesh. Because a chodesh is either 29 days or 30 days. A chodesh chaser is 29 days. And chodesh mole is 30 days,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I want to be a nazir. So since the Torah uses for nazirus the word melois, it's allowing you to be a nazir for 29 days.
Yeah.
Now, Bar Pada though does not hold of nixas hayoyim.
But forgive me, most of the time is chaser.
50-50.
50-50. So why
alternates?
So why you say always is 29?
Because the Torah allows. The Torah says the word melois, which is a word which connotes a month, a chodesh, and you have a choice. You could have a month that's choser or a month that is mole.
Yeah.
The Torah allows you to accept upon yourself a term of nezirus that is a chodesh. A chodesh by definition is something which can be choser or mole. So you decide. If you don't decide, you say it's tam, you have a right to assume that you meant the shorter version, which is 29 days.
Why would you assume that?
Because it's 50-50. Permitted. It's permitted because we don't force a person to do so. You're asking very tough questions. I don't know the answer to all your questions, but basically, when a person is makabel upon himself, the Torah is not out to get you. And if you can fulfill your obligation with a smaller amount, we assume Chazal a year l'sof daitoy shaladim only 29 days. Now there is one catch.
Sorry, who do we follow?
I don't know. I don't know how we follow. I don't know. It's not nugi halacha lemaisus. I don't know how we follow. I don't know. I don't know if we have. You have to look at the Rambam. Halacha lemaisus. Shulchan Aruch is not going to be broken. Shulchan Aruch. There is no Shulchan Aruch on in Yonim that are not nugi halacha lemaisus.
Right.
The Rambam does paskin on these in Yonim.
Yeah.
And the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Shulchan HaOsid, we'll also talk about
it.
Okay. So chveisnish. But let's say. But we have here Bar Pada. There is one catch. Bar Pada does not hold of the principle of mixas hayoyim kikulim.
Yeah, yeah.
Vimela, if you are mekabel upon yourself the shortest nezirus of according to Bar Pada, which is how many days? 29 days. When is the earliest time you can shave your hair?
The earliest?
20. Earliest.
30.
30. Why not 29? Because
you're still middle of the nezirus.
But why don't we say mixas hayoyim?
He doesn't learn
that. He does know the mixas hayoyim.
How do you know he doesn't
the Gemara, that was Daf Beis, the Gimel, that was the first beginning of the Masechta. Bar Pada does not hold of Niksas Hayim, only Rav Masna holds. Rav Masna holds.
Is it Rav Pada bring a ride to that?
He doesn't hold the Niksas Hayim. I don't remember. This Dav Gimel, the beginning of the
Masna. I should say just opposite Rav Masna. Does he have a ride? Because he says the Kula, so he has to bring a ride.
Rav Masna holds of Niksas Hayim, and Rav Masna says that the shortest Nizirus is 30 days. Mm-hmm. But he has a Kula. Niksas Hayim. Memela, you can shave your hair on day 30. Lechatchili short until day 31. According to Bar Pada, the shortest Naziris is what? The shortest Naziris is 29 days. But there is no Miksas Hayoyim.
Yeah, okay.
So when is the earliest time you can shave your hair? On day
30. Yeah,
why then does the Mishnah say day 31? Nase ko'oimer shleimim. If the, even according to Bar Pada, even though generally if you say Stawahareni Nazir, it can mean 29 days, but if you give an indication that you want to do a shlemus, you want to have a nazirus that is complete, then it's going to be 30 days.
I'm sorry, say again.
According to Bar Pada, there are two different types of nazirus. There's a nazirus of 29 days and a nazirus of 30 days.
Yeah.
And the person has to indicate which one he wants to accept upon himself. If he does not give any indication whatsoever, then we're lenient and we assume it's going to be a 29 days.
Right.
But if he does give an indication that he wants to have a longer nazirus, a shalim, then he has to observe 30 days. Okay?
So if he specifies.
If he specifies, correct, yeah. If he specifies. So now Bar Pada, though, does not hold of Miksas Hayoyim Kikulai. So therefore, if the Naz, according to Bar Pada, he takes upon himself a nazirus that's complete, when is the earliest time he can shave? Day 31.
Okay.
And if he takes upon himself an azirus that is incomplete, that is chase, when is the early time he can shave?
Day 30.
According to Rav Masna, what is the shortest azirus? The shortest azirus?
So 30.
L'chatchila, should you say mixim kakulai? L'chatchila, no. Therefore, when should you shave? L'chatchila, 31.
Yeah.
Bidiyavid, when could you shave? Day 30. So you have to learn, therefore, this first line, these two lines of the Mishnah was already discussed in the beginning of the Masechta, and there are two different ways to translate the words of this first line of the Mishnah. Either you're going to translate the words according to Bar Masna, or you're going to translate it according to Bar Pada. So Machlaik is how to translate these words.
I'm sorry, very quick.
How are
you going to translate the
Rosh in the
Mishnah?
Bar Pada, that's going in a case where he said, I want to be a Nazir, a complete Nazir. According to Bar Pada, there are two different types of Nazirus. And one thing is certain, according to Bar Pada, there is no such thing as Miksas Hayoyim.
Yeah.
So therefore, I want to be a Nazir that is complete, which means 30 days. The earliest time you can do Giluach is day 31.
Yeah.
If he says, I wanted to be a Nazir that is Choser, a 29-day Nazirus, when is the earliest time you can shave his hair? On day 30.
Right.
According to Bar Pada, that's according to Bar Pada. According to Rav Masna says there's only one type of Nazirus. Only one type of Nazirus in the Velt. 30 days. Stam Nazirus, 30 days. Gematria Yihya. Nothing else. Oh, so how did the Avechetim say 31 and day 30? Lechatchila, do not take advantage of Miksas Hayoyim. If you don't take advantage of Miksas, then you have to wait till day 31. If you do take advantage of Miksas, then you're going to Shem on day 30.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nachman Lurz the Mishnah. Mishnah Maharini Nazim Glech Yom Shleshim Yachat. Vim Gilach Yom Shleshim Yatsa. Okay, so we went through those two lines. We went through the Rashi, which is a Gvald Chazara of a whole Daf Gemara in the Masechta Nazir.
But Kuntra Papi is a problem because it's Vim Gilach Yom Shleshim Yatsa. But do you have it? Kuntra Papi, that's very good, Shleshim, day 30.
That's yes.
According to Rapapa, how does Bar that change Yatza? Yatza.
It's not Sholem. It's not preferred. It's not preferred to do a kabbal upon yourself and the zeros that's chaser. The Torah allows you have two.
Bar Pada.
There are two different types of the zeros that's chaser. You want some candy? The zeros that's chaser and the zeros and the zeros that is Sholem.
Yeah.
So make a bracha, nah.
What is that for? Oh, okay. Next.
It's delicious.
So, because I'm getting a little...
I'm telling you, it's so delicious.
I'm getting a little confused here. I understand perfectly.
According to Bar Pada, the Zelp, next halacha. Next. We got to go weiter.
Okay,
nice. You told me that you're going to help me. It's your duty to help me finish the whole daf. Well, this is a race. Look at this as a marathon.
Okay, so
it's your job to be a roidef, to make sure that we finish the daf every single night, not even missing one word. That's your job.
The next harani,
you have to push me. You got to push me. And no nonsense, no jokes.
Okay.
Vita. Harani nazir shloshim next. I want to be nazir for 30 days. Yeah. Okay. Now here's a new case, and this is a Naya case where he says the number 30.
It's festival right now.
Mamish. Im gilach liyam shloshim lo yatsa. Unbelievable Gemara. Even according to Rav Masne, that says mixas hayam kikuloi. If you say shloishim, there's no mixas hayam kikuloi. You hear the chiddush? Because you could have just said stam. Rabbi Shaul Levin, you hear the chiddush? Dvar nifloim. Mi sha'amar, a person that already knows shloshim yom yom shloshim lo yatsa. Mi sha'amar shtei nezius. No, the Mishnah is chiddush. This is the Mishnah. Hail Katana. Mish Hareni Nazar Shaloishim Yoim 30 days. Im Gilach Liyam Shloishim Lo Yotz Lacholadeus. Lachol. According to Barpada Avada, Barpada doesn't know that Mixiyam Kukulai. Never held it. But even according to Rav Masne, holds of Mixas Hayem Kikulai. That's only when you become Stam Nezirus. But if a person goes out of his wedding, he says, I want to be nice for 30 days, there was no need to say 30 days. Why are you
has
wasting
to be complete
your
30 days, yeah.
Complete 30 days, because if you would say nothing, it would be 30 days. So why didn't you go through the effort? Why did you go through the effort to say for 30 days? It must be by saying 30 days, you're trying to be machmi. You're trying to say, I want the 30 days to be sholem. I don't want there to be a mixam kukulai.
Yeah.
Next, nay halacha. A person says, mi shenozar shtei nezirus. I want to accept upon myself a double nezirus. What is halacha? Megalechas harishani yom shloishim v'echad v'yes hashniya yom shishim v'echad. Okay, now what is why? So this over here, we're not allowing the person day 31, 30 complete days. There's no mix. We're not using mixim kukuloi, and then he's going to start the nezirus on that very day, the day that he brings his korbanos. The day that he brings his, which is day 31, he is bringing korbanos, and that's going to count as day number one. As we always said, the concept of the machlokes, if you say mixas hayom kikulei or not, is only at the end. Everyone agrees that you say mixas hayom on the beginning. You got it?
On the beginning.
Are you sure, Zev?
No, I thought at the end, when he's always at the end.
The machloikis, if you say mixas hayom, is only at the end.
Right.
But in the beginning, everyone holds
mixas hayom,
correct. So therefore, now, the person with I want to be a nazir. So everyone agrees that lechatchila is supposed to wait until day 31 to shave, right?
Yeah.
Now, on day 31... let's say he finishes bringing the korbanos at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it's a busy day. How many hours left are there in the day until the day is over? 2 hours. Let's just say the day is over at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, the day is over. So how many hours are left till the day is over? 2 hours.
Yeah.
So for those 2 hours, he begins his second term of nezirus.
Yes.
So how many hours does that count as a full day?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Barpada does not hold of Mixas Hayoim, and even Rav Maslan Lechatila does not hold of Mixas Hayoim. The answer is, the Machloikis Barpada, the whole Sugya Mixas is only at the end.
Yeah.
But the beginning, you do hold of Mixas Hayoim. So there are 2 hours left in the day to be another that counts. So if day 31 is day number one, when is day 30? When is day 30? Day 60. So when does he bring the korbanos lechatchila? Day 61.
Right.
Got it?
Yeah.
A person, I want to be a double nezirus. So the lechatchila, the best thing is not to take advantage of mixas hayom.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to observe 30 complete days.
Yeah.
So today's number one. When is the nezirus over on day full 30? When are you going to bring the korbanos on day 31? Day 31, at the end of the day, after you finish bringing the korbanos, you can immediately begin the next nezirus.
Yeah.
Even though the next nezirus is only going to be for a few hours.
Yeah.
Because everyone agrees that the first day of a nezirus does not need to be a complete day.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees you're going to say mixas hayom. It's like a shev brachas.
Rachman latzlan by avelus. Very makel, because that's a rabbanan.
No, not even the avelus.
This is a derisive.
It's not even. That's not rabbi. It's not rabbi. I mean, when it comes to, let's say, a person gets married, if there's 5 minutes left before shkia, after when they went by the chuppah, so that day was counted as one day. There's one day less of Shabbat.
I see people are very makbid before the Shkia. Why? Because they can end early? They can get,
no, because the
they
ksuba.
Can end early.
They do it because of the ksuba. They want the date of the ksuba to be the same date when they got married. If they fill out the ksuba, and the ksuba says it was yesterday, and the chuppah, and it's shkia time, and then they go down the chuppah, and it's already after tzeis hakachavim. So the date in the
let's say the ksuba is before the shkia, and then after the shkia they go to the chuppah.
So there are people, there are poskim that don't like that,
because a lot of there are poskim that
view the date in the ksuba to be the wedding date, and if it's not going to be the same halachic date as the chuppah, they view it as a problem.
But Chassidim have no problem that they get married after the Shkia.
Everyone can get married after the Shkia. We don't know. We're not makbid on this. Everyone get married after the Shkia. The problem is...
No. Some people are makbid because after Shkia, it's the next day. You could have marv already. The ones that don't
marv. So what's the problem?
No. Because
the only question, what date are you going to write in the Ksuba? The Ksuba, you're writing a date in the Ksuba.
So let's talk about the Litvisha. They're writing the Ksuba... When is the ksuba written? By the Kabbalah Sponim?
By the Kabbalah Sponim.
Okay, let's say the Chassidim on a Sunday write Yom Aleph on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, yeah?
Yeah, and then when is the chuppah take place?
After sunset,
that is the problem. That is why... That
no,
is
not
a,
by the Chassidim.
We don't have a Chassidim.
The Chassidim, after Shkia, because still down Mincha, it's still part of the day.
I don't know.
Litvaks that don't daven mincha.
No, I don't.
100%. It's taller when you considered.
Many poskim though they say a yisoid. The ksuba has nothing to do with when you get married. The ksuba is the hischayvus of mammon. If you want to be mechayv yourself to pay the ksuba a day earlier, a day before you get married, gezunt hate. You want to be mechayev yourself to pay the ksuba a week before you get married. Yeah. Listen, by the wedding, we're very busy. Everyone is a big mohammah. So let's fill out the ksuba a month before the wedding.
Okay, but listen.
And the husband says, I'm meshabed all of my nechasim to pay the ksuba now, a month before we get married. What's so terrible?
Okay.
What's so terrible? Memela. That's what many poskim said. Therefore, it's not an issue. You can go to the wedding and you can write the ksuba when it's daylight, and then you can dilly dally and have the chuppah after say sakra chavim.
So what's the problem saying before the shkia? They want to get them
because not everyone. Because for some reason, many poskim don't want to look at the ksuba as a shibud moment. They want to interpret the date of the ksuba as the date of when the matrimony took place. They want to view it. They want to view it the same. The Meila, it's going to be different. You're signing the ksuba on Yud Dalid, and you're getting married on Tesvav.
When? After
Tzeis.
After Tzeis. Were you ever at chasnas like that? That
happens
it was prolonged
all the time.
And into the night.
Ma'isim b'chol yom.
So that's a shtickle problem.
For some, it depends who your rav is. It depends who the rabbi is. There are all different types of opinions on this matter, what to do with
this
matter.
So the one that said it's not a problem, why it's not a problem?
Because the writing of a ksuba is not a date of when you got married. It's nothing more than a shibud moment.
I got it.
Like I told you, if you want to go write the ksuba a month before, who's stopping you?
I got it.
Who says he can't write it a month before?
I got it.
Okay, how do we get into that over here? Because you're getting married soon. That's how we got into this. The shefa, this the or is coming down.
No, I'll tell you how we got in. We talk about Mixes Jim Kukulai.
It's after
Shefa Brachas.
So therefore, okay, that's how we got into it. So therefore, how we get into it is, let's say the Chos and Kala get married 5 minutes before Shkia. They break the glass. They say the last of the Shefa Brachas 5 minutes before Shkia.
When you say Shkia, Sav Shkia or Tchila Shkia?
Tchila Shkia. To make it really easy, make it really simple. Okay, no shenanigans.
Okay,
they go and they make the last bracha. They break the glass literally 5 minutes before sunset.
Okay,
so guess now what? Then when it comes to nighttime, what day are they into the
second day?
Second day. So now
Lamai Nafkamina
that you can't make shabrachas anymore. You already have to day number two. So day number two, which means that
you can only make shevrachas only that same
one
day.
Less day of shevrachas. Exactly.
But you mean the any of shevrachas of the day of the chasen should be in the same day?
Same day. There are 7 days. Oh, but how can you count the first day? The first day, it's only 5 minutes. They broke the glass and they said Mazel Tov. And there was only 5 minutes left. You're going to tell me those 5 minutes count as a complete day and there are only 6 more days left to make Sheva Brachos?
Reb Yid. A lot of chassids in the summer, they get married when the day is very long, before Shkia.
That's right. And therefore,
so how could you say Sheva Brachos the second day already?
Why can't you say Sheva Brachos? Why can't you say Sheva Brachos?
No, because you just said now the Sheva Brachos.
No, means next week. Next week. That means let's say they get married on a Tuesday. And they are, after they break the glass, there's 5 minutes left until Shkia.
Nee.
So when is going to be the last Sheva Brachos? The last Sheva Brachos is going to be Monday.
Nee.
Monday. But let's say they get married after Shkia. They get married after Shkia, nee. After Tzeis.
Nee.
What is going to be the last Sheva Brachos? Next Tuesday.
Nee. What's it, which day of the week is it? Is the chuppah?
If the chuppah
is on a Sunday.
If that's Sunday. Let's say Sunday. Let's say they get married and they finish the chuppah 5 minutes before Shkia.
Yeah, nee.
So when is going to be the last Sheva Brachos? Shabbos.
Correct.
Because Sunday is day one, Monday is day two,
yeah.
And Shabbos is day seven.
Okay, so what's the
problem? So Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no Sheva Brachos anymore.
Correct, so what's the problem?
But let's say they get married, let's say it schleps out, and they do the chuppah, let's say a half an hour, 45 minutes after Shkia. Then when is the last day of Sheva Brachos? Sunday.
Oh, because it's already Monday.
Right.
So the last day is Sunday.
They have another day of Sheva Brachos.
So what's the problem?
No problem. He made bracha levatola. That's the problem.
What's the bracha levatola?
If they get married 5 minutes before Shkia,
nee.
So then Sunday is considered day number one.
Correct. Nee.
Okay, and therefore,
and Shabbos is the last day.
Last day. So if someone would make Sheva Brachos, a Sheva Brachos party on Sunday,
it's a bracha levatola.
Exactly. Bracha levatola. But if they go and they wait a little bit. And they get married. They do the kiddush. Let's say 45 minutes after Shkia.
Me.
Then the first day of Sheva Brachos is Monday,
yeah.
And the last day of Sheva Brachos will be next Sunday.
Right.
Now let me ask you a question. Let's go back to the first case where they get married 5 minutes. They get married.
Some people are so makbid. Let's say they want to hop around before the Shkia.
So they wanted
not to have an extra day. The last day.
No, because of the ksuba I told you. The reason why they wanted.
But you think it's not a problem. It's because
it's machloikis. It depends on your paisek. Some paisek can say it is a problem. It depends who you ask. You know that someone called
so you're
me
my
up.
Paisek.
Do you know that someone called me? I'm not joking. The first time someone asked me, I want to be Masada Kedusha. Recently.
Uh-huh.
What's the catch? The couple, they're not going to observe Taras HaMishpacha. Why do you think they came to me?
So they're having a
hard time finding a Masada Kedushin because the Masada Kedushin.
What's the halacha?
You know, for sure.
Most Paisim say you can't. It's Masada Oliver Avera. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
So what did you say?
I told him, are you out of your mind? I'm not. Call me.
You know the guy?
Yodea. B'tiv gittin v'kiddushin lo yehe esek imohen. I told him, are you joking? It's a galechta. And then I said, also, by the way, because of these problems, you're talking not allowed to. They came. It's a whole long story who these people are. And they started asking Rabbanim.
So obviously
Rabbanim,
you know them.
Started asking too many questions. And they got scared. So they started shopping around. I'm very insulted. They think that I would do something like this.
It's terrible.
Hashem should help them.
Yeah.
Don't worry. One day their children will be in Koyel. They'll be learning.
What's that? So one second. So you know this couple?
I don't know. I don't know them. I don't.
You don't
know
even
them.
Know the group.
I don't know them. I really don't know them. It's a brother. It's a whole funny story.
How did they get a hold of you? Okay.
It's a whole funny story.
Okay.
It's not a serious thing.
Okay. Nice.
Weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Yis says, I told him who to go to. I told him a certain person to go to.
That's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that.
No, he's a Talmud Chacham. He will know what to do. This person is the type of person that deals with these type of people. And he will know what to do. I have no doubt about it. I'm curious.
Told me somebody, such a similar situation, and he did a shtick.
He didn't make the Kedushin. He made sure they were married. because he knew they would get divorced and they wouldn't get a get and they'd trouble your mamza. So he lahachis went and made sure that it wasn't a kosher kedushin. Vayit in the Mishnah.
Wow.
Mi shenozar shtei nezirus migalech es harishon v'yom shloishim v'yachav v'yisashni yom shishim v'yachas. Number 61. Now, v'yim gilach. Let's say he shaved es harishon v'yom shloishim. Let's say he didn't follow the rules. Let's say he did not follow the rules. V'yim gilach es harishon, the first one. A yom shloishim, day 30. Migalech es harishon yom shishim. Right. Let's say because what now day third he can do because let's say for the sake of he started nezirus to on day 30. So when is 30? The second nezirus he should observe for a full 30 days, which would mean that it would end on day 60. On day 60.
So how could he be doing gulach on the 60? He had to do it day 61.
Because he started on day 30. If you start on day 30, you finish on day 59.
So day
60 is already
after. So that's allowed,
yeah. Let's say he went and he shaved on day 59. It's also good. Because day 59, Yatza. Why is it Yatza? Because day 59 is day 30. And Miksas Hayyim Kikuloy on both. In other words, the Mishnah is saying something more to Gazach. Just because you took advantage of Miksas Hayayim for Nezirus number one doesn't mean that you should take advantage of Miksas Hayayim for Nezirus number two. For Nezirus number two, L'chatchili should have full 30 days. But B'diyavit, if you did take advantage, both number one, number two was Miksas Hayayim, it's okay. So therefore, what is the shortest amount of time that you can do the double Nezirus is on day 30 and day 59.
According to Ramas, that's very good. If you do it.
According to everyone, it's good. According to everyone, it works. Let's go to Ramas. Ramas is 30 days. So therefore, day number one is number one. When is day 30? Day 30. On day 30, what do you do on day 30? On day 30, you shave. Miksas Hayayim Kikuloy. You shave on day 30. Day 30 is also day one. Is day one of the second term of the Zeus.
Yeah.
So if day 30, when is day 30 for the second term? 59. 59 is day 30. And if you'll say Miksas Hayayim on the second term, so you can shave on day 59. So the earliest you can get away with it is you can shave on day 30 and you can shave
you
on
can
day 59.
59. Why?
Because between 30 and 59 is 30 days.
Yeah, 30, 50. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So in the
mail,
if you say Miksas
Hayayim.
Very Hayayim,
confusing sometimes. Okay, I hop. Yeah.
Okay, Vizo. Eidos Heidra.
Vizu. Z.
It says my Gemara in the. I'm using the Oiz V'Hadar. Oiz V'Hadar is Hasidim. These are Hasidim. You should know these are which the Skver Hasidim wrote in the Sefta. This is Hasidish Torah.
The Tabar Zoo.
It says this is not a Litvak who did the one who did all the work on the Oiz V'Hadar are Hasidim, not Litvaks.
Me.
And it says here Zo. Hareyat Mukudeshes B'Tabas. What are you going to say, Rabbi Sholzev? What are you going to say, Luchova? What are you going to say?
I don't know. If I was at a chas and I heard someone saying b'tabazo, I.
Why some will say you say b'tabazo? It's not even a good kedushin. Some will still say these.
I'm afraid his cousin's going to look at him and says, "Okay, I want to get right away. Get out of here."
Why someone will say you know, if you said it with zoo?
B'tabazo,
if you said it with zoo, it's yimashanim abeish tavachom. It's not the correct nusach.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the correct nusach? Is it zoo? Am zu yotzarta.
One second, why is the correct way zo? Why a pedictor? Why?
Not for now. It's a whole topic.
Next.
Fine. Vaita, v'im gilach yom shishim choser ach
Yotza.
V'zo, or zu, whatever you want to say it. It doesn't bother me the slightest. V'zo edus heid rabbi papyos. This is the testimony. Mishnah says Shane is Yush in Gilach as a Shane Yom Shlosh.
Okay, yeah.
That was his name. We have another name for him.
No, it's like, was it way to say Papapias that was?
Al Misha Nozar, Shane is Yush in Gilach as a Shane Yom Shlosh. Migalech as a
Shane Yom Shlosh. Yeah.
Migalech as a Shane Yom Shlosh.
Yeah.
He says that you can do it on day 60.
That's very similar to what we had before.
No, it's not the lechatchil. No, it's exactly what it says. V'im gilach liyom shishim chaser achas day 59 yatsa. Sheyoyim why? Sheyoyim shol shloshim oile loy min aminyan.
What is this saying? It's an interesting one. Zee, why does Hayda and Rabba Papa?
He testified in front of the Chachamim.
Oh.
I don't know what it means.
So that coincides with what we just learned.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right. So if we only learned this, it would have been kedai to come tonight. We literally learned two parts of the Mishnah, beautiful Yisoinus.
Next.
Now we go to part three.
Yeah.
We want to welcome all of our people who have joined us online.
Me.
Me. It's just me and you.
Misham
Ari Nazir and Misham Yanda Nazir. I want to be a Nazir.
Yeah.
And now guess what happened? He's walking in the street and a veil falls on his head from the sky. In people love the Pesa Pisam, the Torah says.
One second, I thought only a dead person. The veil
you're
also.
Right, you got me. You see this guy, he mamish doesn't let you get away.
No, I want to make sure that I understand
he's
this.
Right, he's gvaldik, gvaldik.
Nee, nee.
You're right, the only tumor that you say is tumas mace, not tumas nevela, and not tumas yotze migufoy. You're 100%
what,
right.
Only
Thomas Mace.
Yeah,
you're right. 100%. You got me.
Nee.
Excellent. Mamish, I have so much hanoah. You listen.
Next. Nee.
It's so rare to find
a person who listens today.
Powerful. Tanakam is day 30. Now, day 30.
Hold on a second. According to Rav Pada, why is it Soysa?
According to Barpad, you only have to observe 29 days.
Correct.
Only 29 days. So it's over. Everyone holds that on day 30, it's over. It's already past due. Day 30, where do you learn like Barpad? Barpad says a Nazirus only 29 days.
Nee.
Rav Mazda says Nazirus is 30 days. But Nixas Hayoim allows you to terminate the Nazirus first thing in the morning.
Correct.
So right now, we're holding
out. This is before the Karbanais, of course.
Yes. So what was the, there's a lot of repetition here. You can argue that, listen, right now, could I theoretically right now bring my Karbanos? It's day 30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Did I already observe a Mixas? According to Rav Masna, yes.
Yeah.
If I want, can I bring my Karbanos right now?
Yeah.
Yes. So, therefore, if I become Tame, it should not be held against me.
Right.
Because the Nazirus is over.
As long as after he brings the karbanos.
No, why do you need
that's
that?
That's the makabah patish.
No, that's the question. No, the karbanos, you see, you're touching now upon the tifalumdus of Nazirus. Is the karbanos, until you bring the karbanos, it's mamash a chelik of the Nazirus.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Or maybe you could argue, no, the Nazirus is 30 days. Once 30 days is over,
nee.
It's a bazunda dezach. You have to go and you have a choiv to bring karbanos. When will you bring the karbanos? When I get around.
Nee.
When I get around to it.
Nee.
No emergency.
Nee.
No emergency when I get around to it. Along comes Tanakama. No. Tanakama says, the Nazirus, although Taka, you can terminate the Nazirus if you really want right now, because Mislim Gukulai, it doesn't matter. Until you bring the karbanos, it's status quo. Oilam kibin hagoinog.
Yeah.
You hear? You keep on going. Nothing changes. Mimela, if you become Tame, even though the 30 days is over, until you bring the karbanos, it's a hamshocha. Think of it like a lease. You have a car, and the lease, 3-year lease is over. The lease is over. So the contract, you signed the contract for 3, it's very common, very common, especially during COVID. You signed the contract, you lease a car for 2 years, 3 years, and then the lease is up, 3 years have come. They give you the option, you know, 3, it's over, but if you want until you find another car, until you decide which car you want, and azoy, you can extend your lease for another month, another 2 months, another 3 months. Just pay the same bill every month. Pay it Nachama. Oh, what does that mean though? The lease is over. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Why is it dangerous? Because you're out of contract.
Yeah.
When you're in contract for 3 years, there are certain privileges that you have. The warranty.
Warranty. If anything happens,
there's a warranty. I don't. There's insurance. There's a lot
but
of.
Let's
things.
Say the car.
You know when
gets into collision.
Do you know how many? Do you know
how does it pertain to Nazir?
Because the Nazirus is over. 30 days have come to pass, but you did not yet bring your karbanos. I did not bring my karbanos. So now the Nazir becomes Tame. So just because I become Tame, now I should forfeit my whole Nazirus
all over again. Yes.
It's 30 days passed. I'm out of contract. My marshal is by a lease. You have 3 years. The 3 years are over. Oh, you want to keep the car for another month, 2 months, 3 months? Because on the hate. Oh, let's say something happens during that extra month, 2 months, 3 months, you're not protected because you're out of contract. The contract's only for 3 years. A nazir is 30 days. 30 days are over. I'm done. I'm out of contract. If I now become Tameh before being my Karbonos, it can't affect my Nazirus. I'm out of contract. It can't, just because I'm being Mamshech in my Nazirus. I did not yet bring my Karbonos. Okay, so I didn't bring my Karbonos. But I'm after 30 days. The contract has expired. If I become Tameh now, that cannot destroy my whole Nazirus.
The Tanakhama says it does.
Tanakhama says no. Tanakhama says that if you go, you have a contract for 3 years, and you get another month, 2 months, 3 months, you know what that means? It's built in that the contract, everything in the contract is also Nimshach. It's also Mamshach. Until you turn in your car. Until you turn in the car, all the privileges apply. Nothing has
That's
changed.
How it is by,
no, it's not like by a lease. By a lease, it's all about money.
Yeah, I know.
Money.
I know.
Fine. So Mishnah is actually
one second. So this is a chiddush.
Yeah, it sure
that
is.
As long as you don't bring the karbanos, it still goes on.
It still goes on. L'mayin afkim. If you become tameh,
yeah.
If you become tameh, you lose it all. Mishnah already knows if it's yom shloshim. Shloshim is like, that's according to the Tanakhama.
Rabbi Elazar.
What about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer. Oimer einus shloshim elus shiva.
Yeah, I never understood this. When
7 days. Why 7 days? We have to see why. Only 7 days.
In a Saisa El Hashem, only
seven days. You only lose. You have to only count seven more days. Why seven? Why seven?
Because you're Tamei 7 days.
Yeah, I think, so you have to see what exactly the lums
of
7 days.
What do you mean, Saisa El? It's only Saisa Hashem 7 days from the 30 days?
Yes. You only have to observe another 7 days.
To no, become tar. To become tar. Ain't a Saisa El
Shiva. What's so hard on 7 days?
It's only Saisa Shiva from what?
Seven more days. You have to be retired. The Paraduma water, day three and day seven. You can't bring.
So what's the Lashon Soiser? He has to observe 7 days.
I don't know. You're asking a question. We'll see the Gemara. We will see the Gemara
okay,
in the year. I do not know.
Nay.
Vait. Ela Shiva.
Another example.
Nazir Shloshim Yom. One be Nazir for 30 days. Oh, so here you didn't say Nazir Stam. Here, see, this is much worse. Because here you said, I want to be Nazir for 30. In the previous case, Harani Nazir. Yeah, I want to be Nazir for 30 days. When you say 30 days,
there's no mixes.
No mixes. Oh, so now it's Pashut.
Yeah.
Then if you become Tameh, you're going to be Sois Ras
HaKol. Yeah. Meaning, it's not a complete 30 days.
Sois Ras HaKol. You lose it all. You lose the Ganze Zach. You lose everything. Next halacha.
Oh, by the way, this is beautiful. That listen to this. So what's the Chiddush? Of course, he didn't bring the Kabanas. I mean, even if you broke the carbon.
No, you can't bring the carbon. If you say, I mean, Nazir for 30 days, you can't bring it until day 31, we learned. If a person says, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days,
yeah.
You can't even bring the carbon until day 31. Nidma Yom Shloshim says the call because you're still a Nazir the whole day. You can't bring the carbon.
Right.
If you be a Nazir Stam, so Bidiyevin, you can bring the carbon on day 30. But if you say, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to bring the Karbon until day 31. I feel a bit the Eved. Mimela, you're still a full-fledged Nazir. It's like you're a Nazir in day 10.
Yeah.
And you become Tamei, you lose everything.
Yeah.
Nayadin. Now we come to a new halacha. Hareini Nazir meyoyoyim. I want to be Nazir for 100 days. Nitma yoy meyo. Sois res hakol. Why? Zel b'zach. Now this is a very important halacha. When a person, so here's let's clarify, let's appreciate the lumdus. There's so much lumdus, you can drown in lumdus. When a person says, I already know there's stam, is there mixas hayam according to Masna?
I'm sorry, say it again, I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Hareini Nazir stam.
Yeah.
I want to be a Nazir. Is there, according to Rav Masna, how many days is he in Nazirus? Rav Masna. 30 days.
Right. It doesn't have to be a complete 30 days.
But b'diavad, you can say mixim kula. Mimel l'mayin afkamina. That if you become Tommy on day 30,
yeah.
according to Rabbi Eliezer, ain't it soyus el shiva?
Yeah.
Why? It's over. You're out of contract. I want to be a Nazir stam. How long do you need to be a Nazir for? 29 and a mashu. Have you passed the mashu?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you out of contract?
Yeah.
Yes. So if you become Tommy, do you lose the whole Nazirus?
No.
According to Rabbi Eliezer, no. Why not?
Because you only lose seven days.
7 days, but not the whole Nazirus. Right? Now let's say you say, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days.
Yeah.
According to Rav Master. Oh, why did you say 30 days? Why didn't you just Harani Nazir? Why did you go and express yourself Harani Nazir Shloshim Yom? Because you said the number 30, you bring upon yourself no Miksas Hayom.
Right.
Now, that's clear. Now, let's say a person says, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. Do you say Miksas Hayom?
No.
Why not?
Because you said 100 days.
But you need to say 100.
Oh, you need to say 100.
Because it's not going to be stam. If you want to be Nazir for 30 days, how do you Nazir?
You have a good point. Yeah,
Lomnus, a Lomnus of art, right? It's like a brisk of art. It's all the Mishnah.
So what do you say?
So long comes a tremendous
discussion
of Mishnah.
Very good.
According to Tanakam, you lose it all. That's not really a chiddush. That's not a chiddush because according to the Tanakam, according to the Tanakam, it is a chiddush. According to the Tanakam, you say mixes hayom kekula on day 100. I'm sorry. You don't say. It's not a matter of not saying. According to the Tanakama, even if you're out of contract, you still soyser hakol.
Why? Because you haven't brought the carbon.
Right, according to the Tanakama. Yeah. Now let's see Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, I remember, ain't a soyser ela shloishim. Ooh. But you do have to lose, you lose 30. Now this needs to be defined. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer basically is saying, in this case, that we are going to say mixa sayem kukulay, because
Rabbi Eliezer, yeah.
Why? According to Rabbi Eliezer, no, he's not. He's saying no. He's not. I'm sorry. He's not right. You lose 30. I'm sorry. You're right. You lose because if you taka would say mixa sayem on day 100, then you would only lose 7 days. The fact that he demands a full 30, a full 30 goes to show that when you say I want to be a Nazir for 100 days, it means 100 days shleimim. And a male, if you get to day 100 and you become tamei, you're going to lose 30 days. That's the most you ever lose. You only can lose 30. The most you could ever lose in a Nazirus is 30 days. So why does Rabbi Eliezer demand him to lose 30 days? If you got to day 100, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer say Miksas Hayom? Why doesn't he say it? Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when you say 100, even though you have no other way of expressing yourself, the fact that you said 100 automatically means 100 shleimim. Therefore, if you become tamei on day 100, you're going to go lose 30 days. Nidma yom mea viechad, soyser. Same thing. Nidma yom. Now this is a chiddush. According to Tanakama. According to the Tanakhama,
that if you come tell me the 101 day,
it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing
because as long as you bring the carbon,
you're still not.
So it's
even though you're out of contract, it doesn't make any bit of difference. The zel mazach.
Oh, now
you're out of contract. If you're out of contract now, ain't a soy so el shiva.
Why shiva?
Because you're out of contract. On day 30, you're still in contract. On day 30,
nee.
Why are you still in contract on day 30? According to Rabbi Eliezer, because when you say the words "I want to be a Nazir for 100 days," it automatically means shleimim. It does not mean does not allow you to say mixing and kukul. So therefore, you're mamish within contract.
So 101, you're afterwards.
Sure, exactly. That's why he says only 7 days.
And one second, we're talking about before he brings a carbon.
Right.
So why is Rabbi Eliezer El Sheva?
Because Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa. Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa, that he holds that the longness of Naziris is that the carbon and the Naziris high lechud v'hai lechud. Once you finish the term, you're done. You're done.
Even though you didn't bring the carbon.
Even in the carbon. This is a fundamental.
And one second, and your soyser, you have to make
days.
Up 7 days.
7 days, because the 7 days you need in order to be mitar yourself. Okay, now we have to see the lumnus of the 7 days. But one second,
and while you're mitar, you're a nazir at the same time.
Correct. Now we haven't seen the gemara of the lumnus for that. We have to see the lumnus. But the basic yesoid is a fundamental machloikis. This is a yesoid to take with you out of the mesachta. A person.
So one second, according to the Tanakama, let's say he becomes tama, as long as it does bring the carbon, 200 days later, it didn't bring. He's still
30 days.
Right. That's 30 days.
Exactly the point. You're saying exactly.
What's our 30? Okay.
It's exactly because according to this, this the fundamental machloikis, the Chachamim and Eliezer, is what is the Nazirus?
But by the way, if he was if it's size the 100, if it's size only, why is it only size 30 days? Why not the 100 days?
Xeris HaKosav. You don't lose this. That's the way it is. Whenever you size, so you never size more than 30.
Okay.
That's the amount. So what is the Yisoid? The Yisoid is when the Torah tell the Harei Nazir, the Torah says, oh, Harei Nazir. Okay, so let me tell you the rules. No yayin, you can't be mitam lemeis.
Yeah.
You can't cut your hair.
Yeah.
And korbanos. Korbanos.
Yeah.
And tiglachas. According to the Chachamim.
What was the last thing you said?
Korbanos.
No, you said something.
Tiglachas, to cut your hair.
Cut
your hair. And according to the Chachamim.
When it says cut your hair, it means the beard also.
No, only the hair.
You sure about
only
that?
Only a mitzoyer.
Oh, it's only a mitzoyer.
You cut your hair. All the nose only cuts the hair.
And it has to be with a tar, I think. Has to.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't think so.
Sure.
No.
You're soon going to have it.
I don't think so.
You have to cut with a razor.
The head?
Yeah.
Okay, you're allowed it. You just can't have the payas. But you don't cut off the payas with a razor. Okay, I don't know. You don't.
By the way, the halach is. That's the tar.
Only a mitzvah.
No, but second, to cut off payas, not laptop got tar. Even if it's not a tar.
No, it has to be derech hashchasa. You now let me use a scissor. You now let me use a scissor like.
I say
by the mitzora, the mitzora, not by a nazir. A nazir does not cut off his payas.
One second, the issur of the payas. Forget about the beard. The payas is the only with a tire. I'm talking about
the payas.
The lav of pas beroishim lo yigalechu.
No,
talking about
not even, no, no, you're not allowed to cut your payas, no, only the beard is only with the tar, only the five
that's
corners.
What I said before.
On the beard, there are five coins you can't use it. On the payas, it's more chomor. You're not allowed to cut the payas even with the scissors
right.
If you cut it so close that you cannot bend one hair to the next. In other words, yeah, on a shaver, they have that trimmer. The trimmer, yeah. You're not allowed to use the trimmer on your payas on the inside between your ear and the inside of the payas. A lot of barbers
trimmer. Why trimmer gets
a trimmer?
It goes much closer.
Yes, it goes. It cuts. It's like a shaver.
I have a trimmer. Yeah.
You're not allowed to go take the trimmer and put the trimmer in between your ear and the payas. And some
between
barbers
the
like
the
it, they go like to go around the ear. Over here, this area, you're not allowed to put the trimmer over there because that is losakifu paas reishchem. You're cutting off your payas.
It's more chomer.
It's payas. You don't need to be over on the loisas de losakifu. You don't need to do with
right,
the sar.
Right.
The beard is a tar, but the payas it's an iser to cut even with misparayim. If you cut it very close. Like with a shaver. You're not allowed to do a shaver
and
action.
Wear it to the point where one hair doesn't.
Right. So if you use like a shaver, you can't go, why can't I go cut off my, I'll take off my pace with a shaver. I'm not using a tar. No such thing. The Torah says, lo sakifu. Any type of hakofa is osur, even if you're not using a tar.
Right.
You're not allowed
right,
to cut
right,
off.
Right.
Using
more
powder.
Malchus.
Using powder. You're not allowed to go use powder to take off your pace.
Right.
Be depilatory. You're not allowed to go use these things to take off because right. It's an iser deraisa, lo sakifu pas reishchem. When it comes to the beard, then you're allowed to shave. You're allowed to smooth, but the only thing you can't do to cut the beard, you can't use a tar.
But I was told that there are shavers where you have to remove a certain blade because it goes too
the lift, pulsed. The lift, that's machlek is opposed to lift and cut. You want me to remove for you? The lift and cut? I know how to remove it. I remove for people.
Because they charge the like lift. $30.
$30? They used to charge me $5. I'll do it myself. Do it myself and about
it's
lazy.
A machlaik is about that lift.
Yeah, not everyone holds that you have to remove the lift. People remove the lift to be machm just in case. People,
what do you mean it goes too close? It goes to the lift.
No, you have to look at the way it was the whole schmooze of why they have an advertisement, and according to the advertisement, the way the lift and cut works, you're doing over on an iser de oraisa every time you shave, according to the advertisement.
I remember my father was from Racha. I had to go
and
when I bought it.
And the reason why
they...
many poskim, some poskim say that you don't have to remove the liver is because the advertisement is a lie. It's sheker.
No.
And they get away with it. There's no way to determine. According to the advertisement, the lift plucks the hair from your skin and it pulls it into the shaver so much that when the blade cuts, the blade is able to cut right against your skin instead of cutting against the blade. And if it's taka, it's true as they demonstrate in the advertisement, then it's taka and isu deraisa. The blade is cutting up against your skin. Why is a shaver mutter? A shaver, it's scissor action. It's cutting the hair. The blade is cutting the hair against the screen. So it's not cutting against hashchasa, sar, is when the blade cuts against your skin.
Is it cutting against the screen? You need
pressure. You need pressure. In order for the blade to succeed in removing the hair, it has to have pressure. So on one side is the blade. What's the other side? Your skin.
Yeah.
Your skin. So whenever the blade is cutting up against the skin and it's using the skin as the pressure point in order to cut off the hair, that is called
A regular shaver
is a scissor. It's not cutting the hair against the skin. It's cutting the hair against the screen.
What's a screen? What do you mean the
there's
screen?
There's a mesh screen. There's a mesh screen. You put this metal screen on your face, and the hair goes into these little holes, and then there's a blade that cuts the hair.
So but it's not actually cutting contact with the...
It's not cutting your skin.
I got it.
It's cutting against the screen.
And you think it's not true with the lift?
Screen. So in the lift and cut, they make a claim is that the lift, it sucks. It sucks in your skin into the holes, and then when the blade makes the slice, the blade is not cutting against the screen, it's cutting against your skin.
And you say that's not true?
And if it's taka true the way they presented on the advertisement, then you taka, it's an isur d'oraisa.
But I see you're skeptical.
But there have been many people have come along and said that this whole advertisement is baloney, it's not possible, it's not true, and the blade is cutting against the screen, even with lift and cut, there's no need to remove the lift.
So machlokes
apoyskim, the b'nei Torah, the Yorei Shemayim.
So machlokes is matzias, you're telling me? If you're Yorei Shemayim,
why would you want to get involved in this? Why would you want to challenge what it says in the advertisement? Yorei Shemayim, you take off the lift.
Yeah.
Got to be out of your mind. I can't understand why people that doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. What's it to you? This goes to show, like a shidduch resume. Does the boy take out the lift?
Me, next.
My daughter will only go out with a boy who takes out the lift.
Okay, let's finish up.
From my daughter will only go out with a boy who says every word of L'shem Yichud when he puts on tefillin.
Okay, let's continue.
Weiter. Hareinos me yom nit me yom 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 so kol bilas so no in this little shlosham nit me yom ve yach so is shlosham yach de bilas me in this little shiva okay
so we
zeh do the whole mishna now me sham hareinos nit me yom nit me yom shlosham shlosham only in us going back to the beginning of the mishna it's now day 30 okay so this is the machlekes of the tanakam and really so is kol lezo me in what's the love is the savar Rabbi Eliezer,
Kol Acha Milois,
Shiva Soiser. Anytime you finish the Milois, when you finish the Nazirus is over. Rabbi Eliezer looks at Nazirus as the only Iker Chelik of Nazirus are the 30 days.
Yeah.
Once you get to the end of the 30 days, the Korbonois and the Tiglachas is Nishta Chelik of the Nazirus. Mm-hmm. It's an obligation.
Yeah.
It's a Zaydik. Choyv.
Yeah.
You have an obligation to bring Karbonis, but the Karbonis is not an Ike Chelik of the Naziris. So once you get to day 30, Niksas Hayem Kikuloi, you're out of contract, the Naziris is over, so now you have to bring Karbonis. However, Ibazeh, so you should not have to be Soyser anything. Why are you Soyser Shiva? Gzeris HaKosov. Look at Rashi. Look at the Hilgir Rashi.
Sir
Rashi
Rebleza.
Says, Tekasav Rebeliezer, Achar Meloisu, Achar Meloisu, Shein Naziris El Choftes. Now he's going like a poda.
Uh-huh.
Okay, notice over here that the Rashi is over here, is a pella, mamash a pella.
Yeah.
Why would Rashi like a bar poda? Okay, 29 days. Ulekach ein etzach listor el shiva. Uchudamina nami, kimdu l'rabonan, de ein tiglachas kidei, lochuf roisho likaroi, de pachos mishiva yoim. Because Rabban had the mesoira, the tiglachas kidei lochuf roisho likaroi, each hair bends to its root. The pachas m'shiva yom u'ramastik the islay time with the Rabbi Eliezer shum b'gitzas the mixas hayam v'kula. He goes to talk about. But he said the reason why you need to be sorry for 7 days is because you need to do a teglachas. You need to do a teglachas.
Sure. I get to know. Thank you.
So it has to go 7 days. In order for you to go take a kosher tiglachas, you have to have the hair grow 7 days. When the hair grows 7 days, it grows long enough that each hair bends over to the other. So now you can cut it off.
Thank you.